Good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you again this morning, bringing to you the Word of God and trusting you're getting ready and to go to the house of God today and be in the services and worship God with God's people. And we invite you to come to where we're members at today at Mountain View Baptist Church, where Kevin Norton's a pastor. I invite you to come today, Sunday school at 10, worship 10:45, 5 o'clock in the evening service, 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come be with us this week. Good to be saved this morning. Good to be once again on the broadcast. Appreciate the prayers of those who've been praying for us. We had a little issue, been in the hospital briefly, and we appreciate your prayers and you that prayed for us. We thank God for you. And we certainly felt those things. God was in the matter, and I appreciate the goodness of God. What a wonderful Savior He is this morning. Amen. So it's good to be here with you today, and hope you're having a good day in the Lord, and God just strengthen your heart today. And I want to pray for your needs. If you've got some needs this morning, certainly many folk have. I'm aware of that. This listening to which some we don't know about, and we want to pray for you. God knows about every need that you have in your life today. And He said, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. He cares. He knows. He's able. He's willing. And He's God. And He can do anything and everything that He wants to do, abundantly above everything we could even ask or even think about. That's the kind of God He is. We just want His will to be done. And that's the main thing, the will of God to be done. Amen. And so we appreciate each one today. We want to pray. Pray for our nation today. Our country really needs prayer. We're getting to be the most wicked nation around. And I tell you, sin's abounding everywhere. And things that are going, the Lord's got to be soon coming. And I trust He maybe will come today. Be a good day for the Lord to come and get all of His children. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we bow in your presence this morning, thank you for the blessings of the day, the grace you've shown to us, the help you've given us, the mercy you showed us. Lord, we want to thank you for your providence over us and your watch care going before us and being with us. And Lord, what a Savior you are this morning. Somebody out there today's got a need. They have a burden they're carrying. They've got a physical need, a spiritual need. Whatever it may be, financial need. I pray, God, that you touch those lives today. And Lord, those that are dependent upon you, that you just strengthen them. And Lord, if somebody's not, that you would speak to their hearts and bring them to yourself and bring them to the place where they can find the will of God in their life. Have your will and way throughout this day. Bless the services. Save sinners. Give us a great day in the Lord. We'll honor you. For all that you do, help our nation today. Oh, God, wouldn't want to forget our nation this morning, please. I know you said in the Word of God, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, you'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. And Lord, I help us to do that today. Help us, oh God. Have mercy upon our country. Speak to the hearts in our leadership today. Bring them to yourself. We'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you as we try to have the songs today. You listen as they sing.
the pen of a writer could write every day, even this world could never contain how much I've been blessed. Warmth in the winter, flowers in spring, the laughter in summer, and the changing of leaves. Food on my table, a good place to sleep, clothes on my back, and shoes on my feet. I have been
Amen. Been blessed. You have to say that this morning. God's been good to us, and I appreciate that song today. And the things that we take for granted every day is such a blessing from the Lord. Those things, that everyday things God gives us, home, food, family, friends, supply every need we have. And my, what a blessing it is just to be a Christian, in these last days. We'll go have another one now. I hope you enjoy this as the same. I'm glad we can trust him this morning. Amen. John chapter 4. I'm going to turn there this morning. We're going to sort of teach you a Sunday school lesson here today. And something the Lord laid on my heart early a couple of nights ago. And try to bring to you what the Lord wants to have us today. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, hast a drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, there's nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. I'm going to stop right there and just begin. I don't think I'll have time to get where I want to go this morning everywhere, but I want to try to use the subject this morning on teaching on this, the man who changed everything. The man who changed everything. The Bible said in verse 29, she told the people in the city, Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And so he changed everything about this woman's life. We can read the context of it. We know that she was a woman of Samaria. The woman in verse 7, the Bible said in verse 7, that she is a woman of Samaria. And, you know, something stood out to me on that verse there. First of all, is her admission of who she was. Her admission of who she was. You know, before you can ever get anything from the Lord Jesus, you've got to admit who you are. And she knew that she was a woman of Samaria. She didn't claim to be religious. She didn't claim to be somebody of some stature in the religious community. She said, I'm a woman of Samaria. And so there's an admission of who that she was. Before anybody comes to Jesus, before anybody can get help from him, they've got to admit who they are, what you need is. And she admitted to him that she was a woman of Samaria. There was no need of trying to formulate some false identity. She knew who she was, and unbeknownst to her, he knew who she was. But there's the admission of who she was. Secondly, there's the revelation, his revelation of what she needed. In verse 10, the Bible said, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Here we find the revelation of what she needed. She needed living water. She needed the well water that no one else could draw from, the well of water, the well of life. And so there's a revelation of who, of what she needed. And then his revelation of who could have this. Who could have this? A lot of questions today in the sinner's world about do I deserve this? Or could I have this? Or could he handle my sinful life? Well, brother, he can handle anything. In verse 13, the Bible said, if you notice here, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. And so, whosoever is a word I want you to notice in that verse. Whosoever. And he said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, verse 14, shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And so you find a revelation of who could have this. Whosoever. Whosoever. Now, some folks says just a select few will ever get salvation. Some folks says 144,000 is all ever get salvation. Well, that's not what the Bible says. That's completely out of context on what God was talking about on the 144,000. But the Bible said whosoever. Whosoever. Now, you may think you've done some things too bad for the Lord to save you. You may think you've done some things too wrong for the Lord to forgive you. But I'm telling you, the Bible said, whosoever. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. You want satisfaction. You want forgiveness. You want cleansing. Only God can give it to you. Only God can do that. And so there's that revelation of who could have the water that he's talking about. Whosoever. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That word's found many times in the context of salvation. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. It's in that context. And so anybody can come. And it reveals who are the span of salvation for anybody and everybody. And so there's God don't have any select few. God don't do that. It's salvation for everybody. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. It's for everybody. It's for your friends. It's for your family. It's for you. And so salvation is for every one of us. Jesus revealed that here to this woman of Samaria. He knew her. He knew what she needed. He knew what he had. And he had presented it to her. And she said, give me this water. I want this water. I want this that you've got. I don't want to thirst again. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, my friend, salvation for everybody. Don't you let anybody convince you that there's just salvation for a select few. But I'm telling you, for everybody. You say, well, you just don't know what kind of sinner they are, what kind of sinner I am. Well, I don't, but God does. And he still said whosoever. He still said whosoever. The greatest drunk, the greatest prostitute, the greatest dope addict in this world is a candidate for salvation. Whosoever. He died for them. He died for them. Amen. And then we find not only that, but, who he was, we knew. We know that anyone we preach or witness to is a candidate for salvation. Anybody we preach to, anybody we witness to, anybody you come in contact with. We try to select those that we think the Lord would want to save. No. It's for whosoever. Don't care how deep and depraved they may be, you need to pray for them. Because God can save every sinner that's out there today. God can do that. And so there's next of all, I want you to notice his revelation of what he knew. What did he know about this woman? What did he know about this woman? Look in verse 16. Jesus saith unto her, go, call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus saith unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saidest thou truly. This is what Jesus knew about her. Do you think you're hiding anything from God? You're not. He knows everything about us. nothing, no matter how small, large, detailed, or obscure. He knows everything about us today. He knows. He knows the need that we have in our lives today. He knows that. And his revelation of what he knew is there. But her perception of him, look in verse 19, her perception of him. The woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. I perceive that thou art a prophet. But I'm telling you, he is more than a prophet. He was more than a prophet. He was prophet, priest, and king. Amen. He was a savior. And she knew him as a prophet. And verse 17, the woman answered and said, verse 19, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And so her perception of him and her revelation, his revelation to her, is found in verse 25. His revelation to her. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. I that speak unto thee am he. What a revelation to this precious sinner woman. Standing in front of her was the divine Son of God, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the King of Israel, the one that came to bleed, to suffer, and to die on Calvary. He's the one that was standing before her. He revealed himself to her. Oh, blessed day when the Lord reveals himself to us and calls us out of our sins and brings us to himself. Oh, blessed day that is. Listen, sinners, he's calling you today. He's speaking to your heart this morning. Well, it's time to come to Jesus because he already knows what you need. He already knows your heart. The depravity that's in there, the sins that are hidden, and all the things about your life, he knows. He knows. He knows. In spite of all that, he wants to save every sinner in this world today. God knows it all. Listen, what I'm saying the subject today is the man who changed everything. The man who changed everything. Verse 29, she said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? He changed everything in her life and made her a witness to the saving grace of an almighty God. God bless you. In the next Sunday is our prayer.